The film Black Nativity is already in theaters. It didn't get the kind of buzz Anchorman 2 has, but it still got people in Hollywood talking. That's because it's part of a trio of movies with African-American casts put out this fall by the studio Fox Searchlight. NPR's Mondolito Barco explains.
This season, Fox Searchlight dished out a complete meal. First, an appetizer in September. The romantic comedy Baggage Claim starred Paula Patton.
It's not a man I need, it's a husband or a potential husband in a month.
Then in October, the studio served up a substantial main course, 12 Years a Slave. The sweeping epic by director Steve McQueen is already an Academy Awards shoe-in.
I will not fall into despair. I will keep myself hardy till freedom is opportune.
Now, Black Nativity is Fox Searchlight's dessert, a sweet Christmas tearjerker. Oscar winners Forest Whitaker, Angela Bassett, and Jennifer Hudson sing their way into the holidays.
It's time to forgive, and it's time to come home.
This new film, set in Harlem, is a modern version of a classic Langston Hughes play familiar to many African-American audiences. Director Cassie Lemon says it was an easy sell to Fox Searchlight's senior vice president of production.
I was at the Spirit Awards, and I ran into Zola Mashariki from Fox Searchlight, who I knew. And so I said, Zola, you know, I want to do Black Nativity. And she said, I'm doing it. I said, okay, because, you know, I'm going around, and I want you to hear my pitch. She said, I said, I'm doing it.
I was like, of course I know Black Nativity, the play. Of course I know Langston Hughes. Why hasn't anyone done this?
Zola Mashariki is one of the few Black studio executives in Hollywood.
It really took having someone in this position who had worked their way up the ladder to be in a position to buy, who could hear that story and go, I know that story. It should be a movie, and people are going to connect with that idea. I don't think many of my colleagues would have heard that and said, I know exactly what that is.
Mashariki started out a Brooklyn-born lawyer who studied at Harvard and taught in the Afro-American Studies program with Cornel West. She also co-founded an African-American theater group with playwright August Wilson. At Fox Searchlight, she also brought in The Secret Life of Bees, Notorious, and Just Right.
That makes me really proud because I'm part of that community. And when I came to Hollywood, I wanted to make many different kinds of films. But I think I would have died if I didn't have the opportunity to tell stories about people who looked like me.
Mashariki says the studio's slate is a happy coincidence since the films she shepherds are constantly in development. She's also excited by the recent box office successes for rival studios, Universal's Best Man Holiday and the Weinstein Company's critically acclaimed films Fruitvale Station and The Butler, not to mention the movies Tyler Perry churns out every year for Lionsgate. Film critic Gil Robertson says there have been waves of Black filmmakers before in Hollywood.
Urban filmmakers who are outside of the mainstream tend to go through this dance every 4 or 5 years with the studios, you know, where you see these rumblings, you see a nice body of work, and then, you know, the next year it's nothing.
Still, Robertson credits Fox Searchlight and Zola Mashariki in particular with supporting Black filmmakers. And he says major studios pay attention to box office successes.
Black people's been getting a lot of play in Hollywood.
Black Nativity co-star Tyrese Gibson says he's really excited about the new energy he's seeing.
Old Hollywood practices would be that you can't have a movie with that many Black people and expect it to be successful because it's going to cater to a specific audience. But when you have a bunch of different type of movies that ends up doing really well, everybody in Hollywood have to start rethinking what their approach to filmmaking is.
Forest Whitaker, who stars in Black Nativity and The Butler, has been in the game since the 1980s. He says he's also encouraged by the diversity of roles he's getting, and he hopes the box office success translates to even more films with Black casts and themes.
I think as that continues to open and these films like receive their audiences here and abroad, then it'll open up the space for other cultures to be able to do the same thing.
In January, Fox Searchlight plans to add a fusion dish to its cuisine, Belle, a British mixed-race romance set in the days of slavery. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.